Coming up next tonight is Read to Me.
I'm American made, but I like Chevrolet. My mama taught me wrong from right. I was born in the South. Sometimes I have a big mouth when I see something that I don't like. I gotta say it. We've been driving this road for a mighty long time, paying no mind to the signs. Well, this neighborhood's changed, it's all been rearranged. We left that change somewhere behind. Slow down, you're gonna crash. Baby, you were screaming, it's a blast, blast, blast. Look out, baby, you got your blinders on. Everybody's looking for a way to get real gone, real gone. Real gone. There's a new cat in town, he's got high-paying friends. Thinks he's gonna change history. You think you know him so well, yeah, you think he's so swell, but he's just perpetuating prophecy. Slow down, you're gonna crash. Baby, you were screaming, it's a blast, blast, blast. Look out, you got your blinders on. Everybody's looking for a way to get real gone. Real gone. Real gone. Real gone. Say what you want, but you can't say it around here, 'cause they'll catch you and give you a whipping. Well, I believe I was right when I said you were wrong. You didn't like the sound of that, now did you? Slow down, you're gonna crash. Baby, you were screaming, it's a blast, blast, blast. Look out, you got your blinders on. Everybody's for a way to get real gone. Well, here I come and I am so not scared. Got my pedal to the metal, got my hands in the air. Well, look out, you took your blinders off. Everybody's looking for a way to get real gone, real gone. Real gone. Real gone. Real gone.
And that was Read to Me with Real Gone from Cars. I am sure somewhere right now, Jeffers is very happy that it is not here, because I'm pretty sure he hates this song. So, I'm like 99%
sure. I will admit.
You'll admit what?
Cars? I hate Cars.
I hate Cars, too. Cars. And somewhere Rochelle is like clutching her heart in pain because it's her favorite.
I'm sorry, but I think Cars was one of the worst movies that they could have created. Sorry, Pixar, but you do really good. But Cars, I don't. See, I can't even make it through 5 minutes.
Worse than Bug's Life.
Love Bug's Life.
He really likes. He loves Bug's Life. Okay, I have a special place in my heart for Bug's Life because of the fact that we've worked with Flick, and Flick is a lot of fun to work with.
Aww.
So.
For the colony and oppressed.
For the colony!
Everywhere!
Yeah! Yeah, I like Bugs, but we do come at it from a different angle. Perspective, I guess you could say.
Francis!
So, anyway.
Honorary godmother.
Actually, okay.
Grandmother. I just love how at the end of Toy Story 2, there's like, hey, Bugs Life 2. I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh, and yeah! With Heimlich. Like,
are you sure this movie is about us?
And then boosh. Hi-ya.
Oh, I love it. Okay, so Reed with Real Gone. You know, it's funny. I gave
it's a little bit funny.
This feeling is hide. I'm not if I liked you on this. Like, I liked your energy and the style of it, but I just thought your voice kind of sounded awkward at times for me. I don't know. And I gave you this note.
Awkward's a good word.
Awkward is a good word? Okay. I gave you this note, I think, with the week that you did the Camp Rock song, which was last week. That's why it's so fresh in my mind.
What song?
I forget what he did.
He did for Maine Immunity.
It was Maine last week when they had to do the... No, it was Live Action Week. It was Live Action Week.
Yeah, he did. I can't find. Heat and Soul.
No, Heart and Soul.
Heart and Soul.
She forgot the heart. Okay. Yeah.
You can rock and roll.
Yeah, exactly. So the same note I took then was how I actually liked your more improv-y, like the and there was something else you did more than I actually liked your singing, because there was something so like real and like spontaneously fun about those little things that you did that I thought were great, that I just thought the main vocals lacked a natural flow, so they seemed kind of unnatural to me. Yeah. And that's, yeah, Zelina? Oh, no, Rain, sorry, Rain.
Okay, first, let me point out, this is probably the first time I've heard most of you sing, so I don't really have anything to compare it to. So, on that note, I did not like this. If it wasn't for the fact that I had to listen to it all, I probably would have changed the radio station.
Ouch, burn on Reed.
The reason is, my notes are, I didn't find it very vocally strong. It was very monotone. Like, I didn't find much range to it. You went for a very Johnny Cash country, and it didn't work. Not with this song.
Yeah, I thought that's a good point, that I didn't think this song gave you enough to play with. I thought it was a kind of just bleh song. And I think that's why Jeffers hates this song so much, is it's kind of just a bleh song.
It lacked a wow factor. Like, the factor that really captivates you in the song, and I didn't hear that. And what it really lacked, it just, when it, the way it started is the way it ended, and just awkward's a good word.
Aww.
I mean, like I said, I've got nothing, no way else to base it on previous. Mm-hmm. This is like the first time I've heard you sing, and
I think you should listen to him sing some show tunes, because he's much stronger on show. Like, he can really like sing a show tune like wild, but I do have to agree that I don't think I liked your voice on this style this week.
Which, granted though, this. The song, it's in with R. There are a lot of other like songs you could have chose from. Like, I heard someone mention Reflection.
Probably okay. Fun okay. To hear. No.
Ambi.
I won't go into it now, but let's just say that Reflection is banned on this show.
Why?
I'll tell you later.
Do you have a problem with Asians?
No, we do not. Oh, I'm sorry.
No.
You're Asian. I forgot you're Asian. No, we don't have a problem with Asian.
Ulan is my cousin.
No, it's just that last season, like, a million people sang the song to the point where we all liked it, like, the first time we heard it, but, like, the 17th time we've heard it, we're like, we hate this song, never, ever sing the song again.
That's funny. Granted, though, it's probably because Reflection is a very popular song, and it is very, like, yeah. Anyway, anywho, back to Real Gone. I'm going to pass it on to Zelina, because I'm sorry.
He's speechless.
No. He's speechless. I'm sorry.
I'm
speechless.
Yeah. There was something weird about your voice when you were doing this song, I will say that. It wasn't a character or anything like that. It was just, you had this weird feeling to it. Around 2:22, you had like a click to end your recording. And I wasn't in general big with you on this song. So, yeah, that's all I have.
Yeah. All right, so there's nothing else to add. I guess we can do the winner of the immunity tonight. And I think that Rain, as our guest, should announce the winner tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we all talked about it. And Rain, who is the winner tonight?
Yeah, you get to put me in the spotlight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was a unanimous decision. tonight's winner of the immunity challenge is... I don't even know the full thing. Faded.
It was like so suspenseful and then anticlimactic. Faded Phantom is her name.
Faded Yay. Phantom. I'm like, I don't have the full name here. I'm like, I'm just gonna go Faded.
We all call her Faded anyway. So Faded, congratulations.
Yeah.
You are the winner. Yay.
You got an immunity boost.
Yeah.
And yeah, smoothie.
I don't like that to pay extra for boosts in your smoothies when you go places.
Smoothie King, we're looking at you.
I get my smoothies at Sheetz. Yeah. That's something that only people in the Northeast are going to understand.
Yeah, down here, I don't think we have that.
No, you don't. All right, so next round. Currently, everyone's listening to the clues for the next immunity, and they can't get it.
And it's very amusing. I know.
Yeah, they cannot.
Like, it's not that hard if you just look at it. So, next week's immunity is chipper songs.
Yay!
Meaning very happy and prancy-ish songs, I guess, is the best way to say it.
But we're not looking for anything, like, dramatic or slow. We're looking for yay and woo! And
happy, 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 sugar, sugar, sugar. Pinkie Pie happy.
Pinkie Whee! Pie happy. Yeah, Pinkie Pie happy. That's the subtitle under next week's theme for the immunity.
Pinkie Pie happy.
But yeah, and that... Ponies, woo!
Yeah!
But yeah, that will be due on the 24th, yes. Not 17th, which is Sunday, at 11:59 p.m. EST.
No later. No later, please.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, then...
Mm-hmm. And Ambie, would you gladly like to give next week's main?
I am so excited for this. I've been waiting for this because this is the first returning theme from last season. The first returning theme from last season. We had it really...
Must have been a good one.
Well, the thing is that it was a theme that in the end we really, really liked, but we did it so late into the season that we didn't hear enough of it or enough
a variety
of it. So we decided to bring it back earlier this year so that we could hear more because we really, really, really liked it. And that is, everyone right now is going, oh, is it this one? Is it that one? Is it this one? It's I'm So Sick of Disney. That's right. Everyone's one of the favorite themes from last season. To those of you who weren't on that last season, or if you're in the room and you weren't on last season, I'm So Sick of Disney is you can sing any animated song from any non-Disney animated film. So things like Anastasia, Thumbelina, Quest for Camelot. Yes. We had, like, looking at last year's list, Swan Princess, Cats Don't Dance, Last Unicorn, the Shrek movies, Ferngully, Charlotte's Web, Chipmunk Adventure, Land Before Time.
Oh, Ferngully.
Is it Ferngully? I know.
Oh my god, it's so good.
I know. This was, like, our favorite last season, and we just did not get, I think we had, like, it was, like, I think top six. So we only got six people, and, like, three of them were all from...
Top five.
Oh, it was top five, and three of the five were all from Prince of Egypt. And it was, like, just not enough variety. So now this time, we're giving it to you. It's the top 11, I think? Yes, it is top...
Yes.
It is top 11? Yes.
It was not top 11, it's top 10.
It's top 11.
Okay, top 11.
Right. No, we're in the top 12 right now.
Okay.
Just under top 12. So that's going to be top 11. Because from now on, that's another thing. From here on out, we eliminate one per week until the end. No more big cuts. Last week was the last big cut.
Mm-hmm. Paddle faster. I think I hear Bandrews.
All right. So then, that's going to be due on Monday, the 25th at 11:59 p.m. EST, as always. And yeah, if you have any further questions, the email will be going out soon, or you can always ask us.
And the radio will be playing Suggestions tomorrow night.
Yes, I can't wait. I'm actually going to listen to the radio tomorrow, probably. Not the radio as in the VH show, the radio as in Zelina's radio station. But that's it. So I want to thank Rain for being with us tonight again. His first experience.
Thank you.
judging. I think he did a very good job. I don't know about anybody else, but...
Oh, yeah. He picked some nice notes that didn't pass. It's like, oh.
It's time. He's legit, folks. He's got... Andy brought a legit member to the site. Yeah.
Okay.
He just needs to get out of his singing.
Yeah, what?
He needs to get out of his singing.
OCD, ADD, ESPN.
Yes. Yeah, he is. He has, what is it? OCD?
Oh, no.
What is it, Ellis? It's
ADOP. Attention deaf. Oh, pretty.
Yeah. Yeah. ADOP.
Yeah.
ADOS.
Oh, shiny.
Yeah, Ambie has somebody to crack her jokes with now. Awesome. All right.
Night.